97.5 Glory FM, your family radio station in North Georgia. Time once again for Community Focus, our public affairs program. I'm Mike Warford with you. 1 week from today is runoff election to determine the different seats here locally. And two of the big races include the Hall County Commission races for District 3 and for District 1. And joining me this morning on Community Focus, our public affairs program, is Mark Turner, who is in the runoff with incumbent Kathy Cooper for the District 1 race. Good to see you once again, Mark.
Good to see you, Beck. Good to see you, man.
I appreciate very, very much you joining us this morning. And congratulations on being in the runoff with Ms. Cooper. Tell me about, first off, your feelings about getting into this runoff.
You know, it's actually been a fun, getting out there and meeting all the people, here we are, and there's a lot of good candidates that was running for this position that didn't make it, and so I just want to give a shout out to them, because it takes a lot to put your name on that ballot, and it's because you get good vibes, you get bad vibes, so it takes a lot, so hats off to everybody that did do that, and so.
Have you had the chance to talk to the other two men, Mark Fall and with Corey Anderson, and maybe get their voters who vote for them to go on your side?
I talked to Mark Fall. He has endorsed us, so that was a good thing. I think, from what I understand, I have not talked to Corey. I think Corey has encouraged his voters to go to Kathy, which kind of stumped me because if you look at some of my posts and my speeches that I did, I remember talking to the Hall County GOP one time, actually the first time I ever spoke there at Fair Street, and I got it recorded, and you can look at it on my website. I tell them, I said, I don't care if you vote for me or Corey or Mark. I said, we just got to get Kathy out of office. And that's the way I feel. Fortunately for me, I made it to the runoff, which is great. But that was my main focus. It's not about me. It's about the citizens of Hall County.
Well, there's two different things to look at. It's like, almost like you're an athlete. Is it okay? Do you want to just make the runoff, or you'll win this thing and be the next commissioner?
Oh yeah, I want to win. I want to win. I got a lot of plans. I've been attacked about not coming to the meetings and things like that. I've attended several meetings and a lot of work sessions and stuff like that. And I want to make something really clear. When you're running for the race, your first priority is to get on the board, and you can't win votes at the commission meetings. Now, you can learn how things are done, and I get that. I understand that. But I'll tell you, too, when you go before the commission board, those decisions are 90% made already. And you get up there and you speak to the commissioners, and you in opposition or in favor of whichever, they don't care. They've already made their decision. So, it's just you're just sitting there watching, So my main priority right now is to get on that board, because I can't make a difference unless I'm on the board.
So you and I talked about, I think the last time you were here, is that the biggest thing is it takes three votes. And Correct. We're finding out now about how important three votes are on this commission.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you look at things? Like the biggest thing right now, we're seeing now that there's a move now to build a courthouse in downtown, and we don't even have anything approved yet, but it's like, okay, we're seeing things behind the scenes, it seems like, with three different commissioners who say they want to put a courthouse downtown.
That's true. We talked earlier, what I understand, Hall County has already bought the Grubbs building, and from what I understand, they paid $400,000 more than the top offer. And here's the funny thing about this. Is the city and the county hadn't even got an IGA signed, an intergovernment agreement. So they talk about the city's going to help pay for the parking deck and stuff like that. Well, we just lost our bargaining tool. They ain't even got an agreement. How much are they going to pay? $1? $5? $1 million? You got to have these things in place before and negotiate these things out. But they hadn't even done that yet. So I think it's very important that... We split this board up, and it's just three people shouldn't be able to make that kind of decision. I just don't agree with that.
And one of the things that you and I have talked about before also is that there seems to be some urgency in getting through with this before the election.
I know. I don't understand why. I don't know. I've met with a lot of those business owners down there, and I'm going to mention no names. Actually, one called me last night. I got to call him back this morning. There's just too many other options. I was talking to a citizen last night while I was at the gym, and we were talking about the courthouse, and I was explaining to him all the different options that we have, and he was just flabbergasted. He was like, I can't believe, why would they want to do this? And so I talked to him about the Times article that was written and things like that, and you know, just to take $130,000 of tax revenue off the tax digest, you know, from these businesses alone, you know, that's per year. Mm-hmm. In 10 years, that's $1.3 million, you know. And then, like I said before, you have to buy the property, and you're going to have lawsuits. The lawsuits are probably going to cost $50 million, I guess. I mean, who knows? I mean, you figure 18 different people, you know, filing lawsuits. It's not the right fit.
Our guest this morning on Community Focus is Mark Turner, who's in the runoff next Tuesday. Early voting taking place today through Friday for this special runoff election to determine the District 1 commissioner for the Hall County Commission. That's just one of the issues that you're facing right now. Tell me about I know that you've heard from people. The biggest thing is your stand on high-density development in South Hall.
Yes, everybody's tired of the growth in South Hall, the warehouses. And so I David Gibbs did a good thing by putting the moratorium in place. I think I applaud him for that. So we got to control. We're going to grow. Growth, we need growth. We do not want to end up like we did in 2007, 8, 9, you know, where, you know, there's so much tied to the housing industry, you know, from cars to furniture to everything. So you got to grow. But you got to control it. You got to manage it. Does it fit this particular location right now? Does the infrastructure, is it there? Is it in place already? If it's not, I mean, it's a no. And you know, commercial growth is good growth. You get good tax revenue from that. So, but there again, not all commercial growth. You know, location, location, location. You just can't put anything anywhere. And that's what I'm a problem solver. That's what I do for a living. You know, and so I look at those things. And
all right, so for example, say I own a piece of property in South Hall in your district, and I said, I want to put a warehouse here. You know, I want to do what I want to do with my property, and you're going to say, wait a minute now. Here's what the code says, this kind of thing. So, you know, we are running commercials from the Hall County government about the people filling out the survey to get their opinions about the UDC mm-hmm. and the comprehensive plan. And I'm sure you want to get people involved in this process.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think the public needs to come. I encourage them to come to these meetings. You know, they need to come out and support their officials and stuff like that. And I do agree on property rights because I live in a subdivision that's got an HOA, and it's a pretty strict HOA. And sometimes it gets on my nerves, but it's a good thing. It is a good thing. And But just because you think it's a good thing don't mean it's a good thing for everybody always. And so I welcome citizen input, you know, so I listen to the people.
All right, so when talking to engagement from the community, are you getting much? Because to me, my big question, even with us running these commercials, is that what's going to encourage someone to fill out a survey? And do they believe their voice is going to be heard?
Right. You know, as far as what I'm doing now, I mean, I'm talking to a lot of citizens. You know, I've been attacked about not doing anything. You know, I'm just behind my phone doing stuff on Facebook. That is not the case. I'm out there talking to people, and I'm not even getting paid for it. So, that doesn't matter. But I'm already talking to people. And like with this courthouse deal, I'm meeting with people. I got to make a phone call here in a minute. And it's going to be about the courthouse.
So you're finding out, though, there's more things going besides District 1 being this commissioner. You got to know everything about this entire community in the county.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's things up in District 3. You know, and, of course, you got Shannon Davison and Tyler Crawford in a runoff. And then you got Gina Pilcher that, you know, is trying to get the signatures up. She may do that. I don't know. And I know all three of them. So, yeah, there's a lot of things going on in the county. Let me say this. Even in the, I'm going to call it the unelected bureaucrats, there's a lot of things that needs to be changed there, you know, there's a lot of things that need to go changing.
Well, talk about it.
Well, just for example, now it's a lot of people know me when I walk into the government center, but I don't know how you feel, but used to, when I'd go in that building, just the attitude of the people, I mean, Let me back up. I had somebody come by my store the other day, and she said, "Can you help me with this situation? This person over here will not do this, and I don't want to get into too much details because you can probably figure out who it was. So can this person won't do this, and it really needs to be done. It's no big deal, and I'm instrumental in this, but I can't get her to do this, and she's my boss, and everybody's afraid to deal with it because we don't want to get fired." So I called a couple of commissioners, and said, "Hey, is there anything?" Well, the first thing they said, "She needs to be fired." And I was like, "Okay, well, I mean," and they already knew about the problem, but there again, it's just not happening. I don't know.
So if you were to be elected next Tuesday, you would not take office until January of next year.
Correct.
In your mind, if you were to be elected, how much really authority should Ms. Cooper have if she were to be defeated by you as a lame duck commissioner for the rest of the year?
I've thought about that. I guess she would continue to, I would hope that she would do the right thing, instead of just totally, for lack of a better term, just destroy South Hall. And I'm sorry to say that, but she'd only have a few months left, and she could do a lot of damage, with developers coming in, because she's still got the same authority, until the end, end of her term. So, and I would hope that she wouldn't do that, because you still got the three commissioners up there that are.
All right, talk about this one thing. We could talk about development, where our guest this morning on Community Focus, Mark Turner, who's in runoff next Tuesday. When it comes to development, and heard the last session that I had a couple of weeks ago, that each one of the commissioners had two people they appointed to be on this board to talk about impact fees. And I really had not heard anything about impact fees since the turn down we had back in, 07, 08 that mm-hmm. time, and we had impact fees. Give me your opinions about impact fees.
Well, on commercial, it's good. But, on residential, who's going to end up paying those impact fees? It's just going to be passed on to the buyer. So, but yes, on commercial, and you can't, I don't think you can, do one without the other. So, I think that we are the only county around that's not doing impact fees, so I think we need to do them. But there again, you talk about affordable housing. Well, let's just say the impact fees are $5,000. Well, that just adds $5,000 to the purchase price of the house. So that just goes up another $5,000.
But would impact fees, would that affect, say, for example, a high-density development? Somebody wants to put, hundreds of homes on a piece of property, that kind of thing. Would that maybe discourage them from maybe putting as many houses on a piece of property?
It might. But there again, if I were up there, there wouldn't be any high-density, but I would not vote for it. Period. It wouldn't happen.
So in your mind, if you were to be elected next week, is that in your mind, when it comes to putting a home, for example, on a piece of property, what's the minimum size lot you think a home should be on?
Well, I think at least 5/8 to 3/4 of an acre,
which is about the size property you need a septic tank.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like I said, I've been saying this from the very beginning. To me, America has lost its, we've lost the American dream. That everybody wants you to rent now. They don't want you to buy anything. They want to own you. Well, I want people to own stuff. Because let me back up to the courthouse just a little bit.
Mm-hmm, sure.
So there's 50,000 more people in Forsyth County than in Hall County.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There now, our caseload, judicial caseload, is 25% higher than Forsyth County, but yet they got 50,000 more people. Now, what's the deal? I'll tell you what the deal is: rental. Those 50,000 people own their home, and with rentals, now look, I know I started out when I first got married, I had to rent. I did, but I'm not saying nothing bad about that. But we don't want to encourage that. We want the people to buy their own home. Build a life, have the white picket fence, stay in Hall County, work here, raise a family, and retire. We don't want transient things happening. We just come and go and come and go or live or come to work here and live somewhere else.
Well, the idea, live here and work in Atlanta.
Yeah, or that. Yeah, exactly. You know, and then we talk about good-paying jobs. Well, you know, then you have to look at that. What's the definition of a good-paying job? You know, you make $30, $40 an hour. You go to apply for a loan, and, you know, the starter home's $475,000. You don't qualify. So, you know, I trust me, Mike, I don't know all the answers to that. But
I'll go back to this. I always tell this story. When I first met former Chairman Tom Oliver, I was working with a committee of high school students with Skills USA. And I first met him. I met Miss Deborah Mack, sweetest lady in the world, who was serving in District 4 at that time, and met Mr. Oliver. And I said, well, what's quality of life? And he said, if you can cut your own grass, that's quality of life. And we're seeing less and less in that, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So your idea, what's quality of life, Mark?
I agree with that. Cut your own grass. Have your yard. You know, be able to play with your kids, your grandkids out in the yard. You know, and that's not happening. And, you know, I don't know.
Well, for example, one big thing down you're seeing, I think an issue down your way, in District 1 is just, you mentioned before, getting here, the traffic. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing the roads, how congested they are between 985, Winder Highway, 211, mm-hmm. Spout Springs Road. If you were to be elected commissioner, how could you work to help out even the traffic problem?
Well, first off, I don't think any subdivision, well, like I said, several months ago, Kathy Cooper on Highway 211 voted in a 700 apartment complex, 700 unit apartment complexes with a 1 million square foot warehouse behind that on 211, two lane road. It should be put on hold until at least four lane it. And who knows when GDOT's going to do that? You know, they've been saying they're going four lane it forever, but you know, and things that I have learned that I don't do as a business owner, the government is slow. It is slow. Now, and when you own your own business, you can't be slow because your competitor's there to take your business. So you got to be Johnny on the spot. But that's not sewing in with the government. So who knows when they're going to pay?
Well, we've seen that from just the state on the county level with the Sardis bypass.
Right.
Almost 25 years where it took place.
Exactly. But for some reason, they're trying to push this courthouse through pretty quick, aren't they? So, yeah, I don't know. They're trying to do that.
I know you've talked to the business owners there, go back to the courthouse there on College Avenue. And it's like, okay, they're being told one thing about the value of their property, that kind of thing. Then we're looking at buying property, but then not being able to even build a courthouse for the next 4 or 5 years from that standpoint, let these business owners still stay where they're at, okay, then what would their property value be in another 4 to 5 years compared to now?
Well, I got a letter from one business owner that says he had to vacate his property by the end of this year.
Okay.
And they hadn't even made him an offer on his building yet. So I don't know when they plan on starting it. You know, I haven't heard.
What role should eminent domain play in this?
Well, that's what they're going to claim. But I thought eminent domain, I've always been told that there's no more options. You exhausted all options, and there's other options. And you have the Mike Weaver building up there and the little shoe shop and the Euro, that parking area right there. You got that option. You got the government center down there with 35 virgin acres right there, nothing there. And what people don't realize, and then I hear the argument, well, the downtown, you know, we got the restaurants and all this stuff, and the law offices are down there. It's not, I don't think it's going to, the courthouse is not drawing that much business to downtown Gainesville. It's the vibe, the culture that's drawing all the people down there. It's not the courthouse. So now it may be during the daytime, you know, but what it's going to do, it's going to spur economic development down there on Brownsbridge Road, you know, because the law offices will move down there. That's commercial tax revenue. Restaurants are going to come down there, and it's going to grow that area, which is, I think it's good, you know, and it's going to be good growth.
For example, this property we're hearing and talking about that you said had been purchased by the county, looking at putting a parking deck there. Okay, so we're looking at almost the cart before the horse, aren't we, from the standpoint of we're looking at putting a parking deck before we even talk about voting on the location of a courthouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, you know, and there again, I think it's a 900th parking space, parking deck, I think. I think it's what.
So we're talking about a tall building, and we're talking about what we got right now at the current courthouse. You might put maybe 100 cars per level. We're talking about next to the news tower at the Green Tower at the hospital being the largest structure in Hall County.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about that for a moment.
I know. And then you take, you know, they say it's going to cost $500 million to build this thing. That's $500 million. And then they come back and say, oh, well, we can do, the first, you know, we can do it for like $128 million or something like that. No way.
But me as a voter, I think, speak for that standpoint, when we voted on this SPLOST a couple of years ago, is that we were told this is what's going to cost.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was said about getting bonds or anything else to help finance a courthouse.
Well, they're talking about it now.
So if you were to be elected again next Tuesday, what would you do?
Well, there again, I still think we need to put it. First off, just going back to what I think, taking the, you know, first priority, we need to find the right location. You know, I think going where they're wanting to put it, I've been saying $30 million, and I never do this, Mike, but I just plugged this into AI the other day just to see what it said.
Mm-hmm.
And I never go to AI, but anyway, it was saying $30 to $90 million in extra cost. And then you have aquifers over there. That's what I would do first, you know. And then, you know, you can't go to this bridge before you cross this bridge. So I'd start with the right location, and then, you know, from there let's think it out, you know.
Because it seems like, for example, the property. I don't know if even the property owners on College Avenue know what's underground with infrastructure. And infrastructure is one of the biggest things done with the courthouse, but also in South Hall County.
Exactly. I mean, you know, the sewer. Electric lines, gas lines, fiber optic stuff, who knows? And the aquifer over there. I can tell you this, probably nothing is under that ground over there at the government center, you know. And then I've heard the argument, you know, but they're going to make a good argument, you know, because they're going to try to get what they want. I get it. The topography over there is not sufficient. Well, you know, I've seen many a roads built where they haul in tons and tons and tons and tons of dirt. You know, I mean, just on Winder Highway where Chick-fil-A and all those businesses are right there, they had to bring that up. Oh my gosh, I forgot how many.
Lovefield dirt.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You know, so that's neither here nor there, you know.
Well, the thing about the Mark, I'm going to end things with you here, is that what's your vision for South Hall County? Is it to be Gwinnett County, or is it to be something else in the future?
You know, I'm not wanting to take us back to Mayberry RFD days, of course not. But I certainly don't want to be Gwinnett. I mean, because like I said, just those three businesses that they put in up there at the Chick-fil-A, Seven Brew Coffee or something like that, Whataburger, those mm-hmm. few little businesses, and they had to put a red light right there. That has significantly impacted my time to getting to work. Just that little bit right there. Now, do I go to Chick-fil-A? I do. You know, do I go to Whataburger? I do. You know, so I like that benefit, but there again, is it worth the traffic and all that stuff? I don't know. So I don't know if I answered your question right or not, but we need growth, but I'm just tired of the traffic, and I'm tired of the warehouses and something. I'm tired of the oil change places. They're on every block. I mean, what's up with that? You know, I mean.
All right, with that, this is the last question for you this morning, Mark, and I'll let you talk to listeners after that, is that talk about the Planning Commission. Are you in favor of starting about the Planning Commission?
I am. I really am. And, why?
Yes, sir.
Well, it kind of gives you a little more time. You know, it goes before them, and they're kind of a sounding board, so to speak. And
how much authority should they have, though?
Well, you know, if you get a good planning commission up there, you know, that kind of works with the commission board. Let me give you an example, a personal example. I had something to go through the planning commission board next door to my office. The guy was deficient on 6 out of 7 things on the Gateway Corridor. 6 out of 7. Now, they started making amendments and concessions and this to get him in there. And of course, I was speaking in opposition of it. It passed. It actually passed. And then they told me, they said, you need to take this to the commission board. Okay, well, if I need to take it to the commission board, why did you pass it? So, of course, we took it to the commission board, and we won, and he wasn't allowed to do what he was wanting to do. Mm-hmm. And so I think you set these rules in place, and, you know, and if he had been deficient on maybe one, I could see making a variance, you know, maybe. But 6 out of, I mean, that's just me. I've thought about somebody that I'd like to put on the planning board, you know, should I get elected. And he would be good for South Hall, and I've already talked to him about it. And if he's listening, he'll know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to say his name. But yeah, I think they should. I think they need to work with the commissioners a whole lot more than probably what they did in the past, you know.
All right. In the last minute of the program, I'll let you talk to the listeners and talk to them why they should vote for you coming up next Tuesday.
Okay. Of course, you guys, my name's Mark Turner, and if you want real change, I am that change. I'm not beholden to anybody, because this is the way I look at local government and state and federal as well. It's by the people, for the people. Because you guys will be the one to put me in office if I get elected. You know, no big developer will. It's you guys. So, and I will listen to every person. I'm not beholden to anybody. I'm not beholden to anybody on the board. Or anybody that I know that's up there in the government center, you guys are who I'm working for. And I just want you to know that, and I will do everything I can to make Hall County better, and, you know, because I live here. I live in South Hall. I've lived here all my life. I grew up here, and I'm going to stay here, I think. No, I'm kidding. No. But no, I want to stay here. I mean, I got roots here. So, you know, if I walk down the street, or if I see you at I can't say the mall anymore, but if I see you out somewhere, I don't have to hide my head. I want to hold my head up high. Yeah, that's that guy took care of me. You know, that's what I want, and that's what I want for Hall County. So I just ask for your vote between now and Friday, and then, of course, on next Tuesday. If you think I'm your guy, please check that box. And if you want to grow and have more traffic, then vote for Kathy.
All right. Again, thank you for your time this morning. Thank I read you. Things up this morning. I'm going to do something that I have never done before, and I'll let Mark know this beforehand. I am the president of this corporation that owns this radio station. I'm the general manager of WGTJ. And this morning, as a lifelong resident of Hall County, I was born and raised here. And I've seen what has happened even recently, what's going on with the commission. And I'm very concerned about the future of this community. Now, the young granddaughter, and I want to see her be able to grow up in this community and to be able to be a part of what I've seen in my years growing up here. And I am endorsing Mark Turner as the District 1 Commissioner. And I encourage you to vote for him coming up next Tuesday, because we see how important 3 votes are when it comes to this commission, and to see the future of this community. That's why I am saying here publicly that this radio station, we are endorsing Mark Turner for District 1 Commissioner. I'll let you know also that Ms. Cooper was invited to be on our program, and she has not responded to that request to have the invitation to be our guest this morning or any time during this week. We will have tomorrow morning, we'll have Corey Anderson. Tomorrow morning, we're going to have Tyler Crawford as our guest tomorrow morning. Tyler Crawford will join tomorrow morning. Then on Friday morning, we'll have Shannon Davidson. Those are the two men in the runoff for the District 3 Commission race. And then we'll be talking about the race coming up next Tuesday. Ken Stanford, I have all the details for you on our website at WGTJRadio.com. Thanks once again to Mark Turner joining us this morning. I'm Mike Warford. That's Community Focus on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.